Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/realifesci-fi. Get two bonus episodes a week. We also have a Twitch that we will do. I mean, you got to subscribe to the Twitch because we have no schedule. So you have to subscribe and that way you'll get a little notification for when we're on it. That's twitch.tv/realifesci-fi. If you want to see all our stuff, it's realifesci-fi.show. So go there and there's a bunch of links to all our fucking bullshit. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, 2D animator, Mike Green, whose short, Dog Eats Chocolate, is playing in festivals around Los Angeles currently. And it's going to be on his YouTube at the end of the month. So check that out. What's your YouTube?
Mr. Green Beans. YouTube.com/Mr. Green Beans.
With a Z.
Yeah, with a Z, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually more of I will have my YouTube spruced up right now at this stage. Instagram at Mr. Green Beans is kind of where I'm more active. I'm more clean.
Wait, is it actually with a Z?
Yeah, it's with a Z. Mr. Green Beans with a Z. Oh,
I thought we were joking. That's so embarrassing.
No,
for you.
I mean,
that's
so embarrassing for you. Have you tried getting things like spelled normally past the era of like 2004? It's impossible. You got to add gamer code, gamer lingo. And
I get mine really not every have time. Numbers. So like I'm trying to get Moose set up with some things so that like he is cool. He's Dr. Grimace.
He's going to hate that. He'll be 13 and he's going to be like, I'm not going to be this thing that my dad created when I was five.
I know.
There's no way.
But the Grimace Shake craze made him like it. It's like, oh, I'm Dr. Grimace.
Yeah, well, I like G.I. Joe's when I was his age. Doesn't mean my YouTube is going to be fucking G.I. Joe man.
I think he'll grow up and appreciate it. I know I would.
Did you get into the L.A. Animation Festival?
Yeah, it's going to be playing at Silver Lake Short Fest in September.
Nice.
All right. I just got to real quick say, what's up? My name's Ollie.
Hey, Ollie.
I'm getting off the spaceship now. See you guys.
You guys are drenched in alien stuff, right? Like, you guys talk about it a lot. And
alien what's pussy. Your take? Yeah. We are drenched in alien pussy, shit. Dog.
Whoa, dude. How about that? Let's talk about
you
that.
Do you mean because we're in a spaceship and stuff?
Well, yeah. You guys are like
we're drenched in
aficionados.
Like a lot of the alien space people that we come across, it's like Battlestar Galactica rules, and they're actually organic space ships. And so we'll just like accidentally fly through a bunch of them and just murder them. So we're also drenched in like alien guts.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are murderers is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Alien.
Yeah, but
murders.
There's no such thing as murder in space.
Murder has intention.
We're more like manslaughterers,
like
alien
slaughterers. I don't murder bugs as I drive through them. They're just
yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's like that. Only they're sentient and they get really mad at us.
What are you leaning?
Well, you know, I've been following the news on UFOs and all that stuff being real.
Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on that?
I mean, I've always believed, but I think right now it's like, how could you deny it? There's active talks about it going on. It's just, I feel like we're like 5 years away from the first alien being like, hey, I'm here.
Well, that's
on a press junket or something, you know?
That's the timeline of the fake alien invasion, about 5 years.
I didn't know about that.
According to who? You?
No, not me. I don't know where that source comes from, but it really is just like the timeline of introducing technologies while introducing aliens to the mass public.
Was that 4chan?
That's for people that don't believe in aliens, but believe there's going to be a government Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, I get it. I was just at SIGGRAPH. It's a convention for VR and like AI robots and like company, like a lot of the PC companies, like the people who make my monitor were there, NVIDIA. like the graphics card company. They were there, but in the back there was like an exhibition of just an AI robot with a it was a moving machine robot. Could only go so far, but it had a long arm connected to a monitor with an eye, like a projected eye on it. And so basically it was making eye contact with people and like winking and like looking away, and you could wave to it and it would kind of wave back. And there was just a lot of that stuff going on.
Have you seen The Last VR. Starfighter?
No, what's that?
You haven't seen The Last Starfighter? Well, you got to remember, he's like at least 10 years younger than us. Last Starfighter had Paul Rubens. I'm thinking of the right movie, aren't I?
Oh.
No.
Paul Rubens has the eyeball. Wait,
you're thinking of Flight of the Navigator?
Yeah.
Flight of the Navigator. Paul Rubens? Okay. Yeah. I've seen
it. So is it like that?
It was a little bit like that, but like.
Did they get Paul Rubens posthumously? How do you say that word?
Oh, shit. I wish.
Posthumously? Yeah.
They should have did a hologram of Paul Rubens.
Do you remember the scene from Boogie Nights? Off. When everybody's watching, like two people have sex, like, do you think there'll ever be some kind of AI thing where they're just watching two robots have sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to be a fetish all its own. It's
and
like
it just not robots. Being porn. It's like, oh, wow. They're really doing it properly.
Isn't that BattleBots? That's just BattleBots. Really love aggressive.
BuddyBots. It's called BuddyBots. And they just make love. Because they're buddies.
Yeah, that's cool.
I forgot to say, thanks for listening. This is a podcast about contemporary mythology and the paranormal. So how into that stuff are you? What does your YouTube search look like?
Oh, I don't know. It's I'm pretty deep into it. No, not fucking. Well, first of all, hentai is not really on YouTube. Tip.
Oh, because it's printed.
It's just, I don't think it's allowed on YouTube. I think it goes a little bit too far.
Fake tattoos on YouTube?
Wait, is
not not henna.
Oh, henna.
Anyway. No,
I was doing the same thing in my head. I was like, which is the tattoo and which is the weird porn?
I do that every time I hear, anytime I see henna tattoos, I'm like,
yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh, I got a hentai tattoo on accident. It's be gone in 2 weeks. I thought.
No, that's permanent. That's permanent, my dog. Yeah, I'm okay.
That's a bunch of squids.
I'm an unassuming guy, but I believe in all of it. I do. I go down YouTube holes, and I believe in ghosts, ghouls, goblins.
We'll be the judge of that. I asked just to refute whatever you were going to say. Because we have something here on Real Life Sci-Fi called the WOW Scale.
WOW Scale. Are you a wed or are you a willy?
WOW Scale stands for Wait or Willy. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the scale, at the end of the quiz, you will be graded anywhere between a 0 and a 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a willy. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a wait. Are you ready to be weighed? On the WOW scale?
Sure.
It's absolutely. A scale. I don't know if I'm weighed on the scale.
I'm ready to be weighed. I'm just not really ready to be you.
Are you Willy ready?
You are. Are you Willy? I'm ready to be weighed. All right. First question. 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, and absolutely yes. They did. They're here now.
Rock.
Oh God. Ghosts. Yeah.
I've been seeing ghosts since I was 2.
Apparently. Whoa, okay.
I used to talk to like corners and stuff, and my family would say I would like know things about my dead dad and shit. So I've always believed in ghosts. I haven't seen one but I used to talk to them. So yes, I believe in ghosts.
Where are you from?
Philly.
Which part?
Southwest. It's very residential, very poor.
Cheese whiz or provolone?
Provolone. I mean, whiz is bad for you, but I get it. I know it's the authentic cheese.
It's so good though. It's so good though.
No, it's not. It was good when you were 5, and you would be like,
no. On a cheesesteak, it's amazing. It doesn't even taste like cheese whiz. It's great.
Have you ever tried to heat up a cheesesteak with whiz on it?
After Why would the fact, you ever do that? Terrible. So you're because getting cheesesteaks that two. Are so bad that you can't even eat it all in one.
No, sometimes sitting. You buy two and you're like, once for now, once for later, and you can't. Whiz destroys the roll after, you know, you can't heat it up.
Well, you're just wrong. Bigfoot.
Got two words for you. Ancient gibbon.
Oh.
A pre-ice age gibbon that have primarily adapted to living in the trees, have had a similar evolution path of humans, but Florida Everglades, Appalachian Mountains, skunk apes, they're all ancient gibbons. Bigfoot.
What is a gibbon?
A gibbon is basically a monkey, but there have been documented gibbons the size of like humans in the ice age, and we found like remains of them in the tar pits and everything. It's just theoretically packs have able to survive in trees.
What is it though?
And it's a monkey. It's a type of gibbon's a type of monkey. Yeah, yeah.
Is it big?
Well, ice age ones were. Yeah.
Do they steal a lot?
They probably could. Yeah. I mean, think of small gibbons, and they're the ones that were like the old timey people with accordions, and they would have a monkey dancing. Is that's like close to a gibbon, right? A gibbon's like a very small.
I never even heard of a gibbon.
But I thought it was the one
they're mischievous.
They're not the kind they have longer arms. They look like an anger. Let's say you took a cute one of those little ones, but stretched his arms out and legs out, really, really long arms and legs.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you were on vacation and you were like eating a sandwich and then it came up and took your sandwich, you might say give and take.
They're classified as small apes, not big apes. They're small apes.
I'm sorry, I don't really care. I was thinking of a give take joke. All right,
it was good, Wayne. It was good.
Psychics.
I don't really believe in psychics, actually. I do and I don't.
You gotta take a lane, man. I mean,
well, commercially, no. But I do believe that some people out there are psychic. I just think that it's an egotistical way to make money.
We got to get rid of the psychic question. You know, everyone has the exact same answer.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
everyone says that. Everyone has that answer.
But
they
they have no, but most people don't believe in Bigfoot.
Well, that's true.
My family believes in psychics.
I think it works because sure, there's a lot of charlatans, but I full on believe in that power and the proof is in.
Well, but it's hard for me because what's the answer? Because he says yes and no. So what do I say?
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Here's what I'll say. I've talked to people who have gifts. Like I've known people who have like kind of ESP in a way. But then there's my cousin, my older cousin who went to a psychic. She's like, Mike, you got to come with me. You got to come to the psychic. I talked to her about your dad, and my dad died a month before I was born. And she says the psychic said it was, she's like, oh, I'm getting, he says love triangle. And then the more I've grown up and talked to people who knew my dad, that's like, it makes no sense. So that's where I just don't believe. I think psychics will throw anything out there and just kind of prey along people who like are willing to go with the breadcrumbs. And then to other people, that information means nothing.
Okay. But we'll say then
there's also people. Yeah. All right, fine.
All right.
But ESP,
last question.
I think that's
my girl. Well, I don't. So yes or no.
That's a mystery.
Have you ever met anyone who you believe to be psychic?
Yes. But they weren't saying that I'm a psychic.
Maybe we should just reform the question to.
But no, but now I just want to hear why you thought this person was a psychic.
They could attract things. Like everything they needed, they could attract. And they would kind of call it out. Like tomorrow I'm going to find something that's going to help this situation. And then the next day it would happen.
I don't feel like that's psychic. That's more of like the next question, which is, do you believe in the simulation theory?
No, I don't believe that.
Even though you have friends who can manifest things for themselves, you just think they're psychic, but the universe is chaos.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, but there's a sense to it. Maybe we're skipping questions. We're like, these are broad questions. You know, there's some kind of
we have to go through this because this is not the topic. Yeah. This is just the litmus test for our audience to know if you're a kook or not. And I got to tell you, Mike, you're sounding like a bit of a kook right now.
Me? So, I'm crazy. I know I'm a kook.
I think you're like a 3.5. I'm going to give you a 4 because of the waffling on psychic. So we'll say you're a 4. Congratulations. Okay. You're a 4. He's happy. Yeah, he's pumping his fist.
Right. What's if you're going to pump your fist, you have to make a noise so the camera gets on you. For the video, for the audio,
you have to say, make the noise. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
All right. What's it for? Hit us with the topic. Exactly. Dude, I already told you the fucking rules. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade.
All right. Gotcha.
Jesus Christ.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Nazca Lines. Giant geoglyphs from an ancient society can only be seen from high in the air. What are they? Who could see these things? Who were they made for? Plus, there are new older geoglyphs that have been found. Can we figure out these questions and more tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi?
Now, right off the bat, I have to sort of like take a right turn here because this is me being a bad executive producer of this podcast because I assumed that Mike would be coming on to talk about his weird experience that he had that would you call it a, when we were talking about ghosts, it didn't seem like you would consider this a ghost thing. Or would you?
I've thought about it since it happened.
Willie, do you know about this?
We can get into it. We can, all right, you want to get into it?
Okay, so here's the thing. Why don't we put the Nazca Lines on hold? How much stuff do you have on the Nazca Lines?
Listen. The Nazca Lines is evergreen. If you have something specific and paranormal, that's, I think, more appealing to our audience to get into.
Yeah, it's sure. A crazy story, and I don't know if it even... Here's why I like the story, because I don't know if it fits in with any one thing that we've ever talked about on here. So it'll be interesting to see like how you
where I fall in, like, was it because I
assess?
No, the thing is, no, I know, like, what Willie, how Willie
diagnosed
what he thinks
classifies.
It might be.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, but yeah, what's that word? What's the word?
Diagnose. Oh,
yes, thank you.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no problem.
So set the stage. Take as much time as you need. What year is it? Where are you at?
What happened recently? That's why it's something that I think is very interesting. It happened, what year? It's 2023. It happened 2021. So this is 2 years ago. And I'll set the stage with, you know, I mentioned I always believed in ghosts. I think mainly because I would have, like, you know, one morning on Easter, my mom was like, I saw a white thing come out of your room. And like, I was a kid, but she's like, I saw a white thing come out of your room. And I closed the door at night.
Was it cum? Were you shooting cum outside your bedroom?
It was globbed into one thing because you're kind of dehydrated.
Boing. I'm an early learner. And I was messing around with
her. How funny would it be if it was? She's like, I saw some white stuff. Just like shooting out of your room.
I was 8 years old, so you know.
Oh, okay, so you were 8. Yeah. I'm sorry. So,
I'm just setting the stage with that. Like, I believe in ghosts because family members would always have ghost stories. I never experienced a ghost phenomenon, like, ever. So I grew up like really just hearing like, oh, I believe in them because my family sees them, but I was always just like waiting for something to happen. And I would like hearing other people's stories until 2 years ago is when something actually, like, so what happened is my ex-girlfriend and I were dating for 4 years, and she is from Nevada, Boulder City. And so occasionally we would take trips back, but it started happening more and more throughout the pandemic. We kept going back for like long weekends, occasionally like a couple weekdays. And they had a really beautiful backyard that her father made before he passed, which is, you know, it's Vegas, it's the desert. It's rare for there to be like vegetation, but he built a really beautiful, beautiful garden in the backyard. And he had passed in the home. This is all information that like meant something when when it first happened, because he died in the home from I believe it was brain cancer, which is really, like the family went through a hard time, truly. And they had converted one of the rooms into his kind of like hospital room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the room that we stayed in every time we visited. And so around this period, it's 2021, we're starting to have like, all through the quarantine, we're having problems, and we're just like not, you know, we're not seeing eye to eye on a lot of things. And we kept just being like, I don't want it to be the quarantine's fault. Like, I don't want to, we were fine before this and we weren't, but like, you know what I mean? It's just, like we didn't want to blame it on the quarantine. And this was the week before we broke up officially for other reasons, had nothing to do with this. But I will say the memory of this night, like stayed packed away until we broke up. And then that night I was like, holy shit. Like I actually called her up to be like, hey, I know we went our separate ways, but like, I have one last thing to tell you. But this weird thing happened in your bedroom.
Did she know what you were talking about?
She, you know, she hated ghost stories. I mean, there was, you know, I'm coming to mind. There's one other weird thing that happened where I think her old apartment was haunted. There was something, I never saw anything, but, she said one of the times that she went to the home for pandemic and came back, one of her flower pots that was on a shelf, the pot was on the floor broken, but the soil with the flower was still on the shelf. So that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? There's shit like that. Mm-hmm. And one night, there was one night where we kind of got like, in a fight.
When you drop a pot, if you're in a cartoon, you drop a pot on another guy's head and it breaks and then the flower is just still sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you mean, right?
That's a good gag, actually. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Great gag.
Well,
great gag.
Classic. Except not on a guy's head.
Yeah. Just the floor, there.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyway, so there was weird shit that happened in that apartment, including one time where I woke up. I remember it. I was in a deep sleep and I heard a whisper. Like I was at a dinner party in the sleep, and there was a whisper that was like, you want to see a funny prank or something? And then she said that I woke her up in the middle of the night going just like that. And then she woke me up and I was like, why'd you wake me up? And she was like, no, you woke me up and doing that. And so there was a weird, like, wait, I did what exactly? So that happened like a year before this happened. And so anyway,
that's fucking scary.
Yeah. That's pretty weird. Yeah.
You were like possessed.
Maybe.
I mean, in her,
I don't remember doing that.
You don't remember doing it, but to her.
So I remember in this hearing story, in my dream.
In the story, wow. The funny prank is that it took control of you to prank.
Maybe. Yeah. I just remember being at a dinner party. And then
funny prank too, ghost. Here's a prank.
It's kind of funny. Just being woken up like, you know, that's kind of funny. It wasn't a loud scream.
So wait.
Okay, we'll get back to the main. I remember that being in the dream. But that was that one apartment, and I just felt like weird vibes from that apartment. I didn't feel weird vibes from her house, though, which is why. Anyway, so I'll get back to the main story, which is it's the week before we broke up. It's the night of her birthday. And we're staying in the room where her dad passed in. She's asleep already. I couldn't fall asleep. And I remember releasing something and I needed to include something in every package. And I just had the idea that I was like, oh, I'll send out like this little plastic thing with every package. And that's like a little toy for when I mail stuff out to people. And I remember figuring out what it was. It was like 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I found on Amazon a really cheap plastic toy, and I bought a bunch of them, and I was like, cool, all right. I felt good about it, and I went back in bed, and I'm feeling good. I'm like, cool, like that felt good. I'm feeling happy about life right now, where what I'm doing in art. And I had my hand on her butt, you know, as we're in bed. And then I remember it's, you know, we're in a dark room, very moonlit. Well, yeah, moonlit kind. There's a glow from the moon, essentially, from the window here. And to my right is a closet, or to my left, rather, is a closet and a rack with my iPad, my laptop and shit. That's all to just say that I could see the room around me. And as I'm just sitting there feeling good, I kept seeing like a repetitious thing. It was like this. Think of just like looking forward and seeing like something going up and down behind you.
Like a peripheral vision, some kind of like streaking or something.
Yeah. And then I looked behind me, like kind of like a half look, and I saw, I mean, it's a dark room, but like the most pitch black you could think of, kind of like shoot up from the wall behind me and like kind of hunch over in the corner, like as if there was something hunching over me. It felt like so unnatural. It felt like walking into someone mid changing and you're like, oh shit, like, and you close the door real quick. It felt like so like, oh, I shouldn't have seen that, that I like whipped around and was like, and then as I did that, pitch blackness weaved around the room around me to where I was in total black. I thought I was going blind is what I like thought my eyes were like fucking with me. And yeah, what once was like a dark room was now completely like void. But what I saw, like it looked like weaving, like blackness, like weaved for a second. And then it was just total blackness, except, and this is what it, like, I was freaked out, except for when I noticed this on where I had my hand on my girlfriend, there was a circle around it. And it looked really far away. It looked like a tunnel, but the circle kept the glow of the room. So I could see the moon tone. I could see the room in the blankets, but only in the circle of my hand on her. And then the rest of the room was blackness. But I got, after a couple of seconds, I felt like, okay, this is something happening. This is weird. I'm in Vegas. I was very conscious of the fact that like, I'm in Vegas right now. This is weird. Like a lot of stuff went through my mind and I started like, I remember reaching out for my iPad and I couldn't feel it. And then, but I didn't want to reach too far. And then I started like kind of like whispering like, hi, like how you doing? Like, I know it's fucking weird if you think about it, but I was like, hi, like, very nice to meet you. I was just like thinking of whatever I could for like this. I felt like there was something just like in my face as close as it could get. And sure. But I couldn't see anything.
Yeah. You weren't scared. You were calm.
I thought, I don't know what the, once I realized that wasn't me going blind and I could see like my hand in a circle, I was like, this is something, this is something. And so I was kind of excited to be like, yo, what's going to happen? Like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it was her dad. Like I remember in the moment I was like, this is her dad, like somehow related to her dad and me being in the garden a lot. And he doesn't want me to be here maybe. But I remember, you know, it's all train of thought. Like I remember asking myself, like, maybe this is what it wants me to like talk about right now. Or maybe this is what I should be thinking. Once I got to the thought of like, I should let go of her and see what happens, I got to the thought of like, I think this is only, I think me holding on to her is stopping from something. It's stopping from me from being in total blackness. And once I had the thought of like, I should let go, I thought, no, I shouldn't do that because I don't know what will happen. And then the fear of like, oh shit, I don't know what will happen if I let go.
Did you let go?
No. And like a couple seconds after that train of thought, it was all gone. It stopped. It was
now, the room was back to normal. You definitely moved your head to see the object moving behind you, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you weren't asleep. You for sure weren't asleep.
that's what I have to reiterate. It's like, it wasn't even a half sleep. I was awake. I just bought something on Amazon. And I'm going to go back in bed.
I'm only bringing this up.
You know, I wasn't high or anything.
Because, okay. And I'm glad you said that too. That was going to be my next question, because when it comes to shadow people or black mass entities or whatever, people who are religious think that these are demons. Some people think that they are ghosts. Some people claim that these are not ghosts. These are other entities and they're not demons. That's just how they've been described by people that believe in demons.
I mean, it's like when you first started, it sounded a lot like sleep paralysis, right?
That was the other thing. Why I'm saying, like, if you knew you moved your head, and it's not that you couldn't move your hand.
I could move, but I was very afraid to, like, it felt weird. It felt like I was, you know, when you die in a video game and it takes you to like a blank screen to continue. It felt like I was in like the blank screen space of there's only one way back to where I came from. And that's where I have my hand right now.
And like taking your hand off would have been like submitting to the darkness. Right.
But I was excited too. It didn't necessarily feel like, I don't know. I believe in like, you got to fend for yourself wherever you go. So if I'm going somewhere, I can at least fend for myself. I wasn't afraid of getting like attacked or something. I actually felt like it wasn't allowed. Like there was a distance. I just didn't know how close. It felt like something breathing down your neck, but there still was like maybe a wall of like, you can't get that close.
But okay. So like,
you know what I mean?
I love the elements of your story that are not easily explainable because sleep paralysis is one of the things that people say is like, oh, that's the shadow people. That's what you see. Then some people see that. And then a lot of people say that they're drug induced. I personally think that if you have a drug induced sighting of a shadowy figure, that the drugs helped you see the thing that's already there. It's not because
there's people on the sidewalk talking to people that don't exist. It's like, you know, drugs do something to the human mind, but I have to say that I've only done weed. And at that particular, like I couldn't smoke at her parents' house. So, I didn't even have gummies during that visit. So sorry, I just popped the mic. But anyway,
there was a weird moment where in the realm of what I lean towards believing with shadow people, I'm like, I don't think that they're ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts really, but I feel like shadow people are just a different entity that I believe could be intelligent that lives here. It might be just the effect of them is the shadow, and that's just not what they actually look like. They're just dimensional.
What do you think? If I let go, I could actually see what they it felt like. It just felt like time was ticking and I had to make a decision. And it was like, nah, you didn't make it.
So you left your hand there and then did it fade away or did it like cut?
It snapped. It weaved across the room when it first happened. And then going away, it was instant. It was just gone. It was almost like I blinked, but I do remember getting really like when I was looking in the direction of the closet, I got really wide eyed just because I was like, I need to prove to myself that I have control of my face. And I did do that. I went like in the direction of it. And I was like, I can move. I don't know what's going on, but
you guys ever seen Dark City?
Yeah. I've heard about it. That's a Sam Raimi movie, right?
No, it's, I don't know who it is. It's awesome. But it's just like a 90s movie that like not a lot of people saw, but it's really good. And basically like there's like these guys who put everyone to sleep and then they show up and they like do things to like, it's been a long time since I've seen it. So I don't remember why they're doing things, but they basically like set up a murder. And this one guy like kind of comes to while they're doing it. And so he's like trying to figure out what it is. I wonder if it's like that, if it's like the universe like correcting and you caught it. And that's why you had that moment where you're like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't be seeing this. Like maybe we all innately know that like this thing is happening and we just don't, acknowledge it.
right? Like, I don't think that that was her dad.
Well, I did think that originally. And that's why I called a week later when we broke up. I had the memory. I was like, holy shit, that happened. And by the way, when after it happened, I was so relieved that it was over, even though I was excited while it happened. But, you know, I was so relieved that I remember being like, I just want to go to sleep. And then I like curled up next to her and went to bed. But I told her I told her a week later that I thought it was her dad. She was weirdly calm about it. And so I went on life thinking for like a year that it was probably just her dad. And then I don't know, something about like the recent stuff with UFOs, and I don't believe in abductions necessarily, but hey, I was in Vegas. I was like, you know, that's where shit happens. What if it was like mid abduction and it was like not her, you know what I mean? Like what if it was something more galactic?
I think the shadow people is just some other entity that when we see it, our brain tries to make it a person because we make things into people. And it makes it easier to believe that it's even for your mind to comprehend. So for you to say that it weaved around the room and then covered part of your vision, that's fascinating that you were aware that the light of your hand still matched the room. Like I love that detail because it's like, this wrapped around.
You know what's weird? My current girlfriend, my girlfriend after her, has a vision deficiency where that's what she sees. So when we were first like talking and she explained it, I was like, I saw, like, I remember having that, like, mine actually stayed. It didn't follow with, like, if I looked back, the circle stayed in the same spot, but like the way she describes her vision, it was so eerily, like, it reminded me of that night that I was like, I get it. Like I remember what it was like seeing through a hole.
So a couple years. A couple of years removed, do you think, because now you're introducing a sort of fake component to it, right? Where it's like,
maybe,
like,
that's,
you didn't
not
know
how I felt about it.
Well, so that's what I'm asking. Like a couple of years removed, now with all of this stuff, what do you think? Have you come up to, not that you could make a conclusion, but have you settled on anything?
No, I really haven't. I just think it was an anomaly. Like in the beginning, I think it was less personal now than before. At the beginning, maybe I thought it had something to do with me in my life. Now I think maybe it was just wrong place, wrong time, or like.
Do you think it was
something
nefarious?
Was passing through? No, I just think you pass through an animal in the woods. If it's alone, it's not going to want to hurt you because it can't. It doesn't have a pet. Like it felt like
an alligator. Like, it will.
Yeah, but it felt like I was passing by and it was just like, what the fuck's up with you? And I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. And then it's
you weren't.
All right, all right. The thing. And then it passed on or something. I don't know.
I love that your mom and other people have claimed that she saw a white thing coming out of your room. They talked about you being able to see ghosts because this thing, without knowing anything and probably personifying this thing, like, it got freaked out because you noticed it, because nobody notices this thing.
Ooh, you just gave me chills with that, actually. I think that may have been like, it was like we had a moment where I saw it and it didn't.
And then, instead of just leaving, it didn't hurt you. It physically do anything. But by covering your face, it covered your view. Maybe it thought you were completely covered and like would be like, oh, it's dark, I should go to bed. you noticed your hand, but maybe that wasn't like supposed to be on purpose or anything. You know, it was just like, there was just like a hole in the cover. And it was like, oh, like that sounds like a defense mechanism that's like, I know.
Yeah, like squid ink, right?
Yeah. Huh. That's fucking amazing, dude. I hope I never experience
nothing. Well, I hope you do. I want someone else to have like I don't know, something to go a step further than that or something, you know.
You gotta go online, right? You gotta like go post on some forum, some kind of like high strangeness forum, and
that shit's a mile. But then it gets, you know, it could easily be creepypasta, which is just like made up shit.
100%. I mean, that's the problem with the internet is now it's like you'll never get an answer, right? Because everyone's just gonna troll you or make up shit. I was watching a movie last night that reminds me of this. It's not good. And I don't, shit, now I don't remember what it's called. It's Robert Downey Jr. And he's, it's an 80s movie. Late chances 80s, early are. 90s?
Love Chances Are.
Chances Are?
Is it?
Okay, well, maybe not. He dies no. And gets reincarnated? Okay, okay.
No, he's it starts as he's being born in a car, and meanwhile, four strangers on a bus die, and they get attached to this kid. And the parents think this kid is like, you know, fucking overactive imagination, but then they also start to think he's crazy because the kid can see the ghosts, but no one else can. And they're just like playing with this kid all the time.
They kind of take care of him,
like,
right?
The parents are like, we got to send him to some special school because he's fucking bonkers. And then the ghosts are like, we should get out of here because we don't want people to think he's crazy. So let's just like make sure that he can't see us anymore. And we'll stop like doing this. And then, you know, like 30 years goes by and it's time for them to like finally move on. And they reappear to him for whatever reason. And then it's just a bad movie. But maybe you had ghosts attached to you and
Heart and Souls.
Yeah. Heart and Souls.
I like that movie.
Oh, Heart and Souls.
You like the concept of the movie. If you rewatched it, you would understand it's a bad movie. There's just no structure to it at all. It's just a poorly written movie.
I like the themes. I like the themes that play.
Yeah, no, it's a great, I love high concept shit like that. They don't make that shit anymore. As comedies, because it's a comedy, but
it's a comedy. That sounds way more dramatic than.
That's because you're used to. They used to make cool high concept comedies like that. They don't do it anymore. Now everything's a drama.
And listen to the four ghosts, man. It's Charles Grodin.
Oh, it's an amazing cast.
Alfre Woodward, Kira Sedgwick, and Tom Sizemore. Those are the ghosts. Like, yeah, dude. So here's the weird thing about
it's a
this.
Bad. Don't check it out. It's a bad movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna check it out, Wade. I've been on a bad movie kick. You can't tell me what to
wait,
do.
Wait. You should watch The Last Starfighter first.
Okay,
it's like an 80s sci-fi.
Last Starfighter is better than the one that I was referencing.
So the last
Flight of the Navigator. Starfighter, last Starfighter is better than Flight of the Navigator. Dark City is great. Dark City blows them all out of the water. Dark City is like a classic that no one knows of. It should be a Criterion movie. It's
what about, so in that realm, did you see Millennium? The concept of this movie was the future is like dystopian. They're running out of people. So they go back in time and they take people that are about to die out of like plane crashes and stuff and replace their bodies with like DNA replicas so that they can populate the future. It's pretty cool.
What era is that?
Whoa. 90s, probably 92, same era.
That's cool. Is it a comedy?
No.
That's a lot like, there's a series that's like that. It's like this FBI type thing, and they'll jump into like people's bodies who are about to die. It's like a procedural. It's a bad.
Yeah, yeah. Too. I did like that one. They take control of them because I'm like, well, you're dead, so.
Yeah.
That was a Continuum, right?
Sounds right.
I've heard about it. Yeah, yeah.
I just like, I hate it when they do a high concept, but then drag it into procedural, like fucking.
Yeah.
And now it is we've a classic. Solve this bomb thing.
It's a classic procedural that then just turns into sexual tension between a hot cop and a hot cop. I'm like, come on, man. You got all these criminals from the future.
There's no hot cops, right? Cops aren't hot.
Well,
all cops are hot. Okay.
That's my
rare stance, but that's my stance.
All cops are hot.
Just kidding.
So here's the crazy thing about your experience. No one can get anything right about what this thing is, what it was trying to do. But it's weird to me because it feels like it knew that you saw it. Which is like intelligence. And then it tried to make you not see it more. I'm like, those two things are not things that normally happen to people that see shadow. People are like, oh, I saw the shadow walk away. It's just like, they just happened to see it. It wasn't like a real interaction. So
yeah,
pretty fucking creepy, dude.
I had a stare down.
Willie, do you think, I don't know anything about shadow people. I don't know that we've ever talked about them in depth. Does this sound like a shadow person or does it sound like something else?
To me, it sounds like the most shadow person thing ever, because I don't believe that. I think most people just perceive them, but these things don't know that they're actually being perceived. So it's like, so fuck, dude. This is like proof that it's intelligent.
Well, or, I mean, you could say that it's more sentient. You could also say, well, but I would argue that too, because you can touch a plant and it will have a defense mechanism. I don't know. Are plants sentient? Like, that's up
true.
For debate.
That's true. That's right. I think that they're sentient, but I think that defense mechanism is not.
Right.
It's, you know, it's, and something you said, Willie, about like our first thought in our brain is to try to perceive something through humans. So like the first thing I saw felt like a big hunched over person, but I only saw that out of the glimpse of my eye. It's just weird because like that's the first visual, so I still think of it like that, but it immediately switched to a texture. Like I looked away. This is the thing that like there is probably some intelligence to it, because I looked away to be like, didn't see anything, and then it like it was like, oh no, you saw me, and it like went, it like encased around me, you know what I mean? And then it was a thing of like, now I'm just in it, I guess.
I know this is somewhere. Impossible to know, but do you think if you would have acted adversarially, it would have been a different story? Like something bad could have happened?
I don't know.
I know you don't.
I don't know.
Like, what do you think? Like, did you have that feeling?
My only feeling was that this is like, I'm a fuck. What can I say? I like weird stuff like that. I like new experiences, especially things that may prove that everything I know is a lot, or like is falling out. So like my first thought is
I'm begging for aliens.
Yeah. But then when it got really personal of like, wait a minute, do I have to let go? Do I have to like leave this bed or something? When that became the thought process, it was very quickly over.
Do you think that it had anything to do with, because you broke up a week later, do you think that it was giving you permission to break up?
I don't know if it was her dad being like, you got to break up with her, or if it was an alien sign being like, you're going to break. Like, I don't know if it was trying to help or hurt
Here's a question.
I have no idea.
In that moment, you had known that that he passed away in that room. Did you get the feeling that it was him in any way? The whole time?
It was like logical thinking. I think I started trying to talk to it like her dad. And then I realized that it didn't matter. Like, I was addressing it like, I think I did. I was probably like, thank you for letting me be here. Like, thank you. I was like, thank you for letting me see you. Thank you. Hi. Like, nice to see you. Nice. A lot of feelings of just like gratitude and just trying to be nice and trying to be like, thank you for being cool. Like, just, but I talked to it as much as if it was her dad, as if I would any authority figure.
But you sort of don't think it was her dad, right?
Not in hindsight. No, but like for like the first couple months after being like that happened. Yeah. I thought it was her dad.
And why didn't you, did you forget about it, or why didn't you bring it up immediately?
I will say that it was blacked out until then. I was in the shower the night we broke up, and it hit me like a brick that I saw a really weird thing in her room that night.
So there,
for a week,
there is a version where none of this actually happened.
No, it happened.
Yeah,
it happened. I have the memories
you can like have false memories.
Wait, I have the receipt of like the time code of when I bought the thing on Amazon, and like it happened 10 minutes after that.
Like, but you don't remember it.
No, I remember it now. It came, the memory flooded back to me in like an instant of like, there's one last thing I need to tell her. Like, Like, as I'm processing, wow, I'm never going to talk to her again.
What?
I'm not going to, like, I'm cutting, like,
here's where I go. Off. Here's where I go in this
realm.
There
was one last memory.
This thing. Okay. So, like, when you see the problem with running into snakes is running away from snakes is they can't really see you and they can sense vibrations. So if you try to jump back from a snake, all it can tell is that you're jumping and it thinks that you're attacking. It assumes that. So if you jump back from a snake, it's more likely to strike you because it just feels fast movement. So you looking back at it fast made it go, zzz, oh shit. And then like if there is some kind of sentience to it, or can maybe when it wrapped around your head, it was trying to erase that memory. Maybe that was that blacking out the memory and it wasn't you.
But yeah.
Was
but
maybe, what's the point? I don't know.
What's the point of the blackout?
I remember.
And then what's the point of the blackout and then remembering, like, what?
Because I remember suppressing it in that moment. That's the thing. I remember being like, don't think about it right now. Go to sleep. I remember being like, that's too much to handle
also,
right now.
Also, how did you just go to sleep? How did you just go to sleep?
That feeling of like, I'm going to pretend that didn't happen right now.
Yeah, I've definitely you know what experienced I mean? That a lot. Like, I used to freak myself out so bad.
Yeah, me too. Everyone has. That's being a kid. Like, we all remember seeing a weird shadow on the wall and thinking it's a monster and being terrified to go to sleep. How the fuck?
But think of that as endorphins, 9-year-old.
But I got endorphins, though, which makes it going hard to sleep because I'm like, it's like, fucking get out of this. I'm like,
okay, sure, you did. But well, Mike, are you good at going to sleep? Like,
no, not really.
Being able to go to sleep.
Well, I couldn't fall asleep. Like, all night, I couldn't fall asleep. I was on the floor in her bed. Like, I couldn't fall asleep. I was on Instagram texting people back. And then I felt comfy. That happened. Instantly, I'm like, I'm very tired. I'm very confused. I don't know. I felt drained almost, you know, like, I'm really just now I'm feeling tired because of that is what it felt like.
So you were having a hard time going to sleep. Then it happened. Then you were able to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it didn't make your heart beat or anything. You said you were calm. So it didn't like put you into a state of anxiety.
Put me into fight or flight, I guess. And I went into fight, but in a very kind way.
It sounds like you went into fucking possum playing dead.
No, I was talking to it. I mean, after.
Like, that's how you're able to fall asleep. You're just like, dude, I guess I'll play dead.
Listen to this, man. That one of the first things I'm looking up.
That, yeah.
One of the first things I'm looking up is chilling evidence of shadow person. It completely engulfed her friend. And this is in Nevada.
Oh, fuck, dude. Holy shit. That's like, where it happened.
But I'm like, here's the thing about Nevada.
No pollution.
This is where I go with aliens. I think that if they wanted to say hi to us, they would have.
They
don't need to. Why would you? At any rate, the only place where UFOs and UAPs are guaranteed to be seen are wherever we're doing nuclear tests, wherever we're storing nuclear energy. Like Nevada is a hot spot, and anywhere we have military, because usually at those military bases, there are planes there that have nukes on.
But that's not shadow people.
Well, aliens, no, I'm just going. People, right? I'm going, I mean, like, heard- if there are entities observing us, like, why wouldn't they be observing the most dangerous things that we're doing?
Like sleeping?
No, just being in around Nevada because of all the nuclear testing and current shit that's going on there, you know, like.
Also, that I will, there are like some in that small residential area that I would hear stuff where it's like, that guy cooked meth. Like, you know, it's think of Breaking Bad. There's a lot of weirdos living around. And like, so if it's patrolling through houses or something to try to find, like, there, a lot of like, domestic stuff too, like domestic abuse. And
so it's like Santa Claus now. It's just like,
I don't know. I'm just I'm going off of Willie. It's like, I'm going off of Willie.
Well, that's a Willie
like,
question.
It's like patrolling.
This thing lives off of lumps of coals that grow in your heart.
No, listen, I got no coal in this heart. Now I want to see one of these guys, because I'm a good person. And if it skips over me, I don't want to go to alien hell. I want to go to alien heaven.
Here's something that I put together. This is why I thought maybe it was an alien after the fact, because nowhere I've ever lived, I think, is a real prime location for a covert, like, you know what I mean? I've lived in Philly, I've lived in Los Angeles, I've lived in
Seattle. Yeah, but Philly, but there's Philly a lot is of old people. Man, like, there should be ghosts in Philly, you know? Like, what? we grew up in Colorado where it's like, fucking whatever, the gold rush, like, but you guys have like real old shit there, you know?
Yeah, but there's also pollution. Like, what if I think pollution what, does
you
something keep,
that's the second time you've said pollution. What does that have?
That's because you've watched,
I just think it does something.
Godzilla versus Hedorah, which is like a trash-based monster.
You're right. That is why, actually.
it's actually a pollution-based.
Yeah, I think kaijus fuck my brain up. I think everything is pollution-based or nuclear-based.
I wish that the Japanese were less on the nose about the themes of their art.
What? That's the best part of it, Wade.
It's such a pencil monster. It's such a fucking one-to-one metaphor. Like,
I know Godzilla itself. Dude. It's like
Godzilla's nukes. This other one is trash.
Godzilla, yeah.
God forbid a country try to like cope with their history through art.
Oh, listen, I'm not saying that. I'm saying just take it one other step. Just don't do the first thing that comes to mind. You know, like just separate it a little bit. It just seems like first draft shit. That's all I'm saying. Godzilla feels like a first draft.
Oh, you know, Godzilla definitely is. You know, Godzilla is meant for children, because the adults have lost all imagination in Japan.
But the first Godzilla is pretty scary. that original Godzilla is pretty scary.
Yeah, you can almost not tell that it's a man in a suit.
I know. That's trickery of black and white. More black and white movies. It's not. You guys make movies.
I've never seen it.
Oh, the first one. The first one. It's funny. There's an American in it. Who's that actor? Do you remember? It was like a pretty decent big actor.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of like shoved him in. And so it was like certain scenes, he'd just be there being like, reacting.
Yeah.
And then it would cut back to the original Japanese.
An American or a famous Japanese?
Yeah.
Famous American. Like the Godzilla.
Like the 50s? Like was it
the fucking second, third?
Yeah, Rock, yeah, definitely. Rock Turner. What? I can't even think of
Rock an old, Hudson.
Rock Hudson. That's a guy. Do you think
1954 was the first Godzilla? I just want to say this real quick because it's interesting to know who the American.
Oh fuck, we gotta go. Shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Oh shit. Well, what about the NASDAQ lines, guys?
No, that's fine.
Here's my theory on the NASDAQ lines, real quick.
No. We don't have time.
Ancient cartoonists. We're done.
Okay, we don't have time. Shut up.
Look it up.
Thanks everyone for listening. Shrub Home Video, thanks for tuning in. And go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, reallifesci-fi.show for all of our stuff. Yeah, that's it, man. Right? Like, we gotta go.
Thank you for letting me be here, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Of course. Shout out YouTube one more time, or your Instagram or whatever.
Instagram just Mr. Green Beans, MISTAGREENBANZ. Mr. Green Beans.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time. Stick around for more conversation with Mike Green on The Bonus. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time. Real Life Sci-Fi.